One wonders if Obama did not recognize himself in the Reverend and his experiences, including Islam. In The Audacity of Hope, Obama reveals that a key factor in his decision to join Trinity was, somewhat oddly, that he did not necessarily have to be a believer. He wrote that, "Faith doesn't mean you don't have doubts or that you relinquish your hold on this world." He walked down the aisle of Trinity United Church of Christ and decided to be baptized only after he realized that religious commitment did not require me to suspend critical thinking, disengage from the battle for economic and social justice, or otherwise retreat from the world I knew and loved. In clear and direct terms, Obama said his decision to become a Christian came about as a choice and not an epiphany. This too, Alinsky, or Alinsky's admitted teacher, Machiavelli, would have understood. A calculated decision to position yourself favorably in the eyes of those you want to lead, whether you believe in the decision or not. Ironically, Kelman's life turned out differently. He had a religious conversion that caused him to drop his Jewish faith and enroll in a Christian divinity school. After his life-changing experience, Kelman perhaps decided to continue his community organizing from within the church instead of trying to use the church from the outside. Kelman's explanation of Obama's conversion was pure Alinsky. Community social change is the end. Faith is the means. Clearly for Kelman and Obama, the ultimate political goal has always remained the same: to redistribute power and wealth from the haves to the have-nots. Kelman now pursues the goal through the church, while Obama pursues the goal through politics.